Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 1. 再次救赎启恩, 第二部分, 第一讲, Chapter 1, The Order of Application. 第一章, 救赎的施行的次序, The Order of Application. 第一章, The provision which God has made in His providence for the sustenance and comfort of man and beast is not sparing or niggardly. 上帝在他的护理大功里面已经提供了支撑着人和动物为他们带来安慰力量这些的安排不是微薄的 他没有留住一些不给人和他所创造的自然界。 He has made earth to teem with good things. 他使大地充满着美物, to satisfy the needs of man and beast, 满足人和动物的需要, and to meet their varied tastes and appetites, 甚至满足他们各种的愿望。 Psalm 104 is the inspired lyric of praise and admiration. 诗篇104篇的歌词是圣灵所默示的, 充满着赞美和赞叹。 Verses 27 and 28. 诗篇104篇的第27节和第28节. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. 这就是人和动物都仰望你按时给他们食物。你张开手,他们饱得美食。 第15节, verse 15, wine that maketh glad the heart of man, oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. 第15节, 得酒能悦人心, 得油能润人面, 得粮能养人心. Verse 24, 第24节, and the psalmist exclaims, O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. 24节,诗人这样赞叹,耶和华啊,你所造的何其多,都是你用智慧造成的,遍地满了你的丰富。 The provision which God has made for the salvation of men is even more strikingly manifold. 而上帝为了人的救恩所做的安排是更加的惊人,多姿多彩. For this provision has in view the manifoldness of man's need. 因为上帝在这方面的安排呢,是顾虑到人多方面的需要。 And exhibits the overflowing abundance of God's goodness, wisdom, grace, and love. 彰显了上帝的美善或者慈爱,智慧,恩典和爱,是多么的丰富,丰富的流出来给他拯救的对象. This superabundance appears in the eternal counsel of God respecting salvation. 这种的丰富, 我们可以从上帝在永恒里对救赎的计划可以看出永恒的计划 Eternal Counsel. It appears in the historic accomplishment of redemption by the work of Christ once and for all. 第二也可以从在历史上耶稣基督一次过成就的救赎大功可以看到第三方面 And it appears in the application of redemption continuously and progressively till it reaches its consummation in the liberty of the glory of the children of God. 第三方面，在圣灵如何施行救赎，不断的施行，渐进式的施行，一直达到整个救赎的完成，就是上帝的儿女荣耀的自由中，也是在彰显这个的丰富的。When we think of the application of redemption, 当我们想到上帝如何施行他的救赎的时候， we must not think of it as one simple and indivisible act. 你不要想这个是一次一个简单的不能做区分的一个的动作。 It comprises a series of acts and processes. 上帝的救赎施行呢，是包含了一系列的作为，一系列的过程。 To mention some, 我们提一些吧。We have calling. 这里我们有上帝的呼召。Regeneration, 重生。Justification, 称义。Adoption, 受养我们做儿女，立我们做后嗣。Sanctification, 成圣。Glorification, 的荣耀。These are all distinct. 每一样都是独特的。And not one of these can be defined in terms of the other. 我们不可以从某一个的角度去为另外一个做定义。Each has its own distinct meaning. 每一个有它自己独特的意义、function、功能 and purpose 和目的。In the action and grace of God. 就是在上帝的作为跟恩典中呢，每一样的意义、功能和目的都是不一样的。God is not the author of confusion. 上帝所做的不可能做出混乱。And therefore, he is the author of order. 所以上帝是做成秩序的上帝。There are good and conclusive reasons for thinking that the various actions of the application of redemption, some of which have been mentioned, take place in a certain order. 我们有很好的理由相信上帝施行救赎的各种不同的作为，我们已经提到了一些了，是按照某一个次序发生的。 And that order has been established by divine appointment, wisdom, and grace. 而这个的施行救赎的次序呢，是由上帝所指定的，是上帝的智慧和上帝的恩典所建立的。 It is quite apparent to everyone that it will be impossible to start off with glorification. 很明显的，对任何人很明显的是，就是说我们不可能从的荣耀开始作为起点。 For glorification is at the far end of the process. 因为的荣耀是整个过程的最后的一步， as its completion and consummation. 的荣耀是完成最后的完结。 And it is scarcely less apparent that regeneration would have to precede sanctification. 同样明显的是，重生必须是在成圣之前。 A man must surely be born again before he can be progressively sanctified. 一个人必须先重生，他才能够渐进的被成圣。Regeneration is the inception of being made holy. 重生乃是一个人成为圣洁的开始。And sanctification is the continuance. 而成圣呢，就是成为圣洁的继续的过程。Hence, it requires no more than the most elementary knowledge of these various terms to see. 因此呢，我们只需要对这些的名词有最基本的知识，我们就可以看出 that we cannot turn them around and mix them up in any way we please. 我们不可以把它搅乱，用我们的意思随意的把它混起来的。 But we may also look at a few passages of scripture to show. 但是我们也可以从几段的经文可以看出 that there is clearly implied an order or arrangement in the various steps of the application of redemption. 我们可以看出 上帝施行救赎的时候有很清楚暗示的一个次序或者一个安排，其中有不同的步骤的。 If we take first of all such well known texts as John 3:3-5， 首先假如我们来看一些很熟悉的经文，譬如说约翰福音第三章第三节和第五节的时候呢， Our Lord told Nicodemus that except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 我们的主告诉尼哥底母，除非一个人从上头生的，不然他不能见上帝的国。 And except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. 同样的，除非一个人从水和灵生，他就不能进入到神的国。 Obviously, seeing and entering into the kingdom of God belong to the application of redemption. 很明显的，见神的国，进入了神的国，是属于救赎施行这个范围里面。 And our Lord indicates that, 我们的主耶稣指出， apart from the new birth, regeneration, there cannot be this seeing or entering into the kingdom of God. 除了一个人重生经历这个新生，就不可能有这个见到神的果或者进入到神的果这件事。 It follows that 因此呢， Regeneration is prior， 因此重生是排在前面的。 And it would plainly be impossible to reverse the order， 所以很明显的不可能把次序倒过来。 And say that a man is regenerated by seeing or entering into the kingdom of God，不可以说一个人是透过看到神的果进入神的果而重生。 No, a man enters the kingdom of God by regeneration. 不是的，一个人是透过重生，借着重生进入到神的果。 As Jesus says again in 1 John 3:6， 正如耶稣在约翰三章第六节再说， That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit， 圣灵所生的就是灵。We may also examine a closely related text, 1 John 3:9.
我们也可以看一段相关的经文，就是约翰一书第三章第九节。
Everyone who is born of God does not do sin, because his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
凡从上帝生的就不犯罪，因上帝的道或者种存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由上帝生的。
John is dealing here no doubt with deliverance from the reigning power of sin.
毫无疑问的，约翰在这里所处理的是从那个罪的权势被搭救出来。
Such deliverance is part of the application of redemption.
这种的搭救是上帝施行救赎的一部分。
But the text demonstrates that，
但是经文显示
The reason why a person is delivered from the reigning power of sin is that he is born of God，
显示为什么一个人从罪的权势被救出来的原因呢？这个原因就是他是由上帝所生的。
And the reason he continues in his freedom from the ruling and directing power of sin is that the seed of God abides in him.
为什么他持续的能够在这个自由里面呢？从罪的掌管、罪的指导的能力释放出来呢？原因就是上帝的种存在、住在他里面。
Here we have clearly the order of causation and explanation.
这里很明显有一个次序，就是因果的次序、解释的次序。
The new birth causes and explains the state of freedom from the domination of sin.
重生是从罪的掌管释放出来这个状态的成因。重生也解释为什么一个人在这种的从罪的权释放出来的状态中。
And is therefore prior to such freedom，
因此重生 就是在这种的释放这种的自由之前。
The regenerate person does not commit the sin which is unto death, 1 John 5:16.
一个被重生的人不会犯那个致死的罪的，约翰一书第五章十六节。
And the reason is that 原因是 he is born of God,
他是由上帝所生的。
And God's seed is always in him to keep him from that grievous, to keep him from that grievous and irreparable sin.
原因就是他是从神而生的，上帝的道种不断地住在他里面，保守他不犯那个严重的无可补救的罪。
Still further,
再进一步
，Let us look at John 1:12.
我们来看约翰一章第十二节。
We may focus our attention on two subjects with which this text deals.
我们要专注这节经文所处理的两个主题 ，namely
the reception of Christ, 第一，
接受基督。
And the bestowment of authority to become the sons of God.
第二，就是权柄的赐下，就是做神的儿子的权柄的赐下。
We may properly call them faith and adoption.
我们可以称这两个主题做信心和立誓，就是被设立做上帝的儿子跟后嗣。
The text says distinctly.
经文很明确的说到
that as many as received him to them give he as many as received him to them gave he authority to become the children of God.
约翰福音第一章第十二节是这样说的，凡接待他的他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
The bestowment of this authority, which we may, for our present purposes, equate with adoption, presupposes the reception of Christ, namely faith in his name.
上帝赐下这个权柄，在我们的这个讨论里面，我们可以说，这个就是上帝收养我们做他的儿女跟后嗣。背后有一个前提，就是接待基督，就是说，相信基督的名。
This is to the effect of saying,
这就等于说
that adoption presupposes faith.
说做神的儿女和后嗣背后的前提是信心。
And therefore faith is prior to adoption.
因此信心是在成为神的儿女之先。
So we should have to follow the order faith and adoption.
因此我们必须要跟从这个的次序，信心然后做神的儿子和后嗣。
Finally, we may glance at one passage in Paul, Ephesians 1:13.
最后我们可以从保罗的书信里面看一段的经文，就是以弗所书第一章第十三节。
In whom ye also, having heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed ye, were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
The sealing with the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵所印记
is that which follows upon the hearing of the word of truth and believing,
是在听到相信真理的道之后的。
Hearing and believing are therefore prior in order and cannot be made to follow the sealing of the Spirit.
因此听到神的话，神的道，相信神的道，在次序上是排在前面的，所以不可能是领受圣灵的印记之后。
These few texts have been appealed to,
我们诉诸这几段的经文
simply for the purpose of showing that there is order.Which must be maintained.
这个理由很简单，就是为了表示是有次序的，我们必须维持这个次序。 And cannot be reversed without violating the plain import of these texts， 不可以把这些次序倒过来，当你倒过来的时候就完全与这些经文的明显的意义矛盾。 These texts prove the fact of order， 这些的经文证明有次序，事情就是有次序这个事实。 And show that it is not empty logic to affirm divine order in the application of redemption， 所以我们相信承认上帝在施行救赎里面有这个次序呢，不是一个凭空的逻辑的的设定。我先停一停这里说一说，今天很多很多福音派的牧师跟神学教授都说这个救赎的次序是一个逻辑上的设定，甚至乎猜测是没有经文的根据的。所以这一章第一章是基础性的，这样子我们也看到事实上事情没有很多传道人跟神学教授讲的那么的简单。There is a divine logic in this matter， 在这件事情上，在施行救赎这件事情上是有上帝的逻辑的。 And the order which we insist upon should be nothing more or less than what the scripture discloses to be the divine arrangement， 所以我们所坚持的次序就是圣经所启示上帝的安排，无他，就是圣经所显示的上帝所安排的。 These texts however have not brought us very far in discovering what the order of arrangement is in connection with a good many of the actions which are comprised in application of redemption， 可是这些的经文呢并没有很清楚的很细的给我们看到这么多不同的上帝的作为，在他的施行救赎里面所办这么多的不同的作为，所有的作为之间上帝所安排的次序是什么。 They have established a few things indeed but only a few， 这些经文证明有几件事，但是只不过是几件而已。 When we give a fuller enumeration of the several steps or aspects， 当我们比较完整的数出所有的步骤或者层面的时候，什么步骤什么层面呢？ Calling 呼召， Regeneration 重生， Conversion 回转， Faith and repentance 信心和悔改， Justification 称义， Adoption 做神的儿女跟后嗣， Sanctification 成圣， Perseverance 坚韧， Glorification 的荣耀。当我们数算这些的时候，We can see that several questions remain undetermined， 我们看到还有几个问题的答案还是没有决定的。 Which is prior, calling or justification？ 呼召和称义哪一个排前面呢？ Is faith prior to justification or vice versa？ 信心是否在称义之先呢？还是说是倒过来呢？Does regeneration come before calling？ 重生是否在呼召之前呢？下一讲我们继续回答这个问题。 Mary will answer this question in our next session.